This is a step-by-step living with God and living for others, acting as advocate for the powerless and showing care for those who are hurting and who need help. All right, second example. The late Mother Teresa was to speak at a gathering. The person who organized it had worked for months, and several thousand showed up anticipating her speech. The time for her to start came, and no one had seen her. 10, 15, 30 minutes went by, and she was nowhere to be found. The person that was in charge was getting nervous and asked the crowd to be patient, and he would find out what was going on. No one knew where she was, but finally, an hour and a half after she was to begin her speech, Mother Teresa showed up. As she stepped up to the podium, the person in charge asked if she had problems getting here. She said, "I was outside of this building while all of you were gathering, and I watched many of you in your hurry to get here step around and step over a dying man on this building's steps simply to hear me speak. I'm late because I called an ambulance. I rode to the hospital with him, and just now I'm able to get back for my speech." I have to ask this question this morning. How many people did we step over in our hurriedness to get to worship? How many people do we step over every day going to our jobs and workplaces or to the grocery store? How many times in our hurry to do our thing do we step over people that need our care, our love, our touch? Yes, even in this society, our touch and our compassion. Folks, how about our own kids? How many times do we step over our own kids? How many times do we walk by or step over a homeless person to buy our new car or new coat or new shoes? 3. One cold evening during the Christmas season, a little boy about 6 or 7 was standing out in front of a store window. The little child had no shoes and his clothes were rags. A young woman passing by saw the little boy and could read the longing in his pale blue eyes. She took the child by the hand and led him into the store, and there she bought him clothes and shoes and socks, a complete warm outfit. They came back outside into the street, and the woman said to the child, "Now you can go home and have a very happy holiday." The little boy looked up at her and asked, "Are you God, ma'am?" She smiled down at him and replied, "No, son, I'm just one of God's children." The little boy then said, "I knew you had to be some relation." I ask us this morning, are we relation to God? Are we relation to God? Have we accepted Christ as the leader in our life to follow? And if we have, when we're at work, when we're at home, when we do business, when we're out with friends, can others tell? Can others tell? As a Christian, do we care more about the poor than we do the powerful? Is it obvious that we are Christian, or do we feel like we need a symbol for others to know that we are? If we answered no to any of these, we need to let Christ change our lives. Don't try to hold Jesus in the cradle. Let Him grow inside of us. Amen? Let Jesus grow. It will happen. Let Jesus grow inside of us. Let His will become all-consuming in our lives. Let others see the difference that Christmas has made in each of our lives through our joy, our spiritual peace, and our goodwill. Tell you what, let's forget the New Year's resolution. Trust me, when January's gone, the resolution typically is gone as well. Amen? Let's start 2008 with renewed covenant for Jesus Christ. Can we do that today? Let's start 2008 with a renewed covenant for Jesus Christ. Can we do that today? Now, come on. Can we do that today? Will we do that today? Will you think about doing it today?